This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm not sure how we missed this story, but it's come to our attention. A couple days old, but who cares? I hadn't heard it anywhere else. Saints quarterback Derek Carr has been fined $14,000 by the NFL for a touchdown celebration in which he imitated a signature Michael Jackson dance move. The person who spoke with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity, and I don't need the Range Rover ad popping up, Carr was not penalized during a 44-19 win at Dallas when he celebrated his short rushing touchdown by swiveling his raised right knee before placing one hand in front of his crotch and thrusting his hips forward.
Wait, he did the Michael Jackson?
Where didn't
he? Oh, I'm aware.
Carr said after the game that his brothers had encouraged him to celebrate a score that way. Quote, "They see me all the time at weddings or on birthdays. I'm always dancing. One time I hit the Michael Jackson," and they were like, "Bro, you've got to do that one time when you score a touchdown." Carr continued, "I was a dancer in my day.
Don't let
the four kids fool you."
Okay, wait, you have to see it and please describe it. It's so good. And yes,
it's the classic raised right knee.
He is so good at it. He looks like
with the left hand.
It's
right hand over his crotch.
Pretty funny, actually. I think it's funny.
Yeah, but I mean, they give people fines and penalties for holding their hands up like they're shooting a gun. The bow and arrow is fine, but hands up like shooting a gun. They don't like certain images displayed in their celebrations.
Right, because the NFL wants to give you the impression that it is a family-friendly entertainment venue where you can sit down and watch the game with your kids. And they're right. And then when Derek Carr grabs his junk and then thrusts it forward like that, the NFL is going to frown upon that. They also didn't like it years ago when What's-His-Face pulled a Sharpie out and pretended to autograph a ball after he scored a touchdown.
Come on, that's funny.
I agree it's funny, but then the NFL would tell you, where do we stop? You know, are we going to – who was it who had a cell phone in the audience –
Well,
they
recently
scored a touchdown and somebody handed them the cell phone and they pretended to make a call.
It's funny. Some of that is funny.
Recently,
as long as it didn't delay the game.
Recently, Tyreek Hill did the "I'm arrested" after he was arrested before the game.
No. His teammate pretended to put his hands behind his back
and then walked him off the field.
That is funny.
Now, he didn't get a fine for that one.
Okay. Around 40% of adults in the United States are characterized or listed as obese, according to the Centers for Disease Control, marking the first time in more than a decade that the nation's obesity rate did not inch up in results from the federal government's National Health Survey.
Thank you, Ozempic.
Now, keep in mind, is based off of the Body Mass Index, which as of last week, I now officially qualify as obese.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The BMI is the most flawed, ridiculous way to measure somebody's weight health that I can possibly imagine. Priest Holmes, running back for the Kansas City Chiefs years ago, if you took his height and his weight at the height of his career, no pun intended, at the height of his career with the Chiefs, would have been listed as either dangerously overweight or obese. And that man didn't have an ounce of body fat. Priest Holmes would have been listed as obese based on the BMI because muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah, 6'5", 252 pounds is the threshold for obesity. Yeah.
In 2000, the survey estimated that roughly 30% of adults in the U.S. were obese, defined as having a BMI of greater than or equal to 30.
Have you guys heard about this new body roundness index?
Oh, no.
No, what is it?
It's supposed to be the new BMI.
It's not your number on the BMI, which I've always been afraid someday they're going to use that to justify you having to pay more in health insurance than somebody who has a much lesser BMI. Yeah, same with Bo Jackson. That's right. Texter says, I believe he was listed as morbidly obese based on his BMI. And that's just false. Of course, it's false. But I've always worried that they'll use BMI to calculate how much you have to pay in insurance premiums.
Oh, man, even on the body roundness index, I'm considered out of the healthy zone.
Now, what is that? Because you're very healthy. You're in good shape.
It takes your age, your height, your weight, your waist size, and it gives you a result. My number is 2.7, which is, now, quote, out of the healthy zone.
I'm done with all of those numbers. I didn't even bring a scale with me to the loft.
Really? You're never curious about what you are?
I feel better, I look better, and none of my pants fit. That's all I need to know.
Well, good. No, I
do you know what's weird when you lose weight? The skirts that I have that I packed up to bring with me to the loft that I thought fit, that don't, which is good, and that's fine.
Right.
I did not realize when I wore those, I was as big as I was. Like, I remember one of my favorite white skirts feeling pretty good when I wore that, right? I thought I looked pretty good. I liked that skirt. It was a little tight on the sides, but whatever. I went to put that on last Tuesday.
It looked like a bag.
No. I put it on. I let go. It fell
good
to the floor.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
It's in my trunk now, and I'm going to donate it. Brand new. I love that white skirt.
I grabbed a pair of khaki shorts. I had to go meet with a client today. I didn't want to show up wearing basketball shorts and a T-shirt. I was in a rush. Now, I'm not where I was like when you first joined the show, but I've lost a lot of weight in the last year and a half. And I just grabbed the first pair of khaki shorts that were on the top of the drawer. And these were shorts I wore when I was at my heaviest. And I'm meeting with a client, and I'm trying to awkwardly find a way to hold them up. Like, they must have thought, why does he stand with his hands on his hips
all the
time?
Don't you remember that time my underwear dropped right in Dallas Love Airport, and I just kept on walking?
That was a brilliant move.
Was it Atlanta or Dallas?
I think you were in Atlanta.
Those custodians were so concerned about how those got there.
I mean, I'm like, I'm not going back. I'm just going to pretend like that did not just happen.
What went on here? Somebody check the cameras.
Walking like a penguin trying to keep them on. Down they go.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.